following program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and NPR, National Public Radio.
From Boston, says you. A game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Scherr.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Carriage House on the Codman Estate in Lincoln, Massachusetts for Says You, our simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. Television host, the prince of pronouns, Barry Nolan. Radio mainstay and master of the dulcet tone, Tony Khan. And writer-producer, the queen of quip and query, Miss Francine Akbar. Led this week by?
All hail the queen.
Her Majesty.
Miss Akbar. To my left, team two. He's inexorably creeping into the public consciousness, but there's still much we can do. Arnie Reisman. Columnist, critic, mother of an up-and-coming center middies, Carolyn Faye Fox. And from CBS Boston, a woman with a manner so soft, I've seen her soothe a baby at 20 paces. Miss Paula Lyons. Captain tonight by?
Captain Creep.
Captain Creep, yeah.
Our game is played in five rounds. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners to grab pen, paper, and everything else because the wind is blowing in. This is high-quality national radio, boy. Let's begin with a round of addenda, words so late to the language as to be in the front of the dictionary. Carolyn, sysop, S-Y-S-O-P, sysop.
S-Y-S-O-P.
S-Y-S-O-P.
Computer, isn't it? System operator? Or?
Yeah,
system operator. That sounds about right.
It's something in that vein.
It is system operator.
It's a computer term.
Well, I'm just going by what Webster
system
has to say.
Optimizer.
I'll take any help, incidentally, from the audience.
System operator.
What more are you looking for?
Any help from any
from the Dutch side flopper?
I mean,
it's the highly underpaid individual who runs a particular service on a computer network.
I think I've heard enough. Thank you very much. Yes.
It's the guy who heads a conference or something like that, or who heads his own bulletin board system.
Yes, that's exactly right. Very good, Tony. It's an administrator of a computer bulletin board. Now, that's what a sysop is, according to Webster. If you want to log on to the website, tell me why I'm wrong. 8 points. Tony Garconiere.
Spell it.
G-A-R-C-O-N-I-E-R-E. I love this. Garconiere.
It sounds like boy toy in French.
I have no idea
what a garconiere is.
Garçon has to be boy, and the air part makes you think of the boutonniere, or the little thing worn on a lapel.
But diminutive? No. Any help from the other side?
Well, does it have anything to do with restaurants?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Any help from the audience?
Perhaps it's a restraining device for little children in France. You know, yeah. It's like a little leash.
No.
Quick, the garçonniere. He's acting up again. Vite.
I really like this. A garçonniere is a bachelor apartment.
Oh.
G-A-R-C-O-N-I-E-R-E. A garçonniere is a bachelor apartment. I love that.
I like that. Very nice.
Arnie, fake book. F-A-K-E.
Oh, yeah. That's music.
It's the book of popular or other music for the piano that you can buy in any music store. The fake book will give you all your Broadway show tunes, all your Cole Porter, whatever it is you want.
It sure will. Yep. You're about 8 points there. You want to fill in the missing...
Well, it has music. It's
a simplified way to play it.
Right, it's the basic way of playing it.
You don't have to do the more complicated...
Yeah, without any complicated arrangements.
Chords. Exactly. It gives you the chords and the basic melody lines from copyrighted songs... Without the permission of the copyrighted owners.
Hit the bell, please.
Yes. No, not the bell. I give them 9 points. Francine, and I want some background on this. Aromatherapy.
Oh.
A-R-O-M-A-T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. Aromatherapy.
It didn't work for me. Let me
noticed.
Well...
is the practice of healing, a therapeutic practice involved with fragrant oils.
Now, that's
essences,
in that's
fact.
Exactly right, and you're going to get 10 points, but I want to know more. Has anyone experienced aromatherapy?
I told you. It didn't work for me.
If you are very sick and you go into my mother's kitchen, yes, and she is making chicken soup, and you inhale it, it has very beneficial effects.
I'm glad I gave you
well,
the 10
actually,
points.
Well, actually, it's based on junk science, and that the earliest part of the brain, the largest part of the brain in lower animals, and the earliest part to develop in our brain is what is sometimes called the smell brain. That one of the things that early animal lower animals did is they navigated their world by aroma. So having the right kind of aroma, if it smelled like there was food or good stuff or pie
and
in your environment,
still do.
Yes, it just cheered you right up. If you right. go through taxonomy, the rhinencephalon is that sort of structure that's at the lower part of the brain and comes up or around the back. The rhinencephalon translates into smell brain.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Barry Nolan.
Hi.
And probably none of this has anything to do with aromatherapy. I just thought, oh, finally a use for something so stupid.
Paula, Dagwood.
Oh.
D-A-G-W-O-O-D.
Yeah, a really big sandwich.
Well, yeah, it's a really big sandwich, and it is named after the
Dagwood
character.
Bumstead.
Dagwood Bumstead in the comics. That's all it is.
10 points. Very
one.
Good.
Yeah,
it
I
is a
are
large...
Are you stunned, Arnie?
No.
A large multi-layered sandwich named for the Chick Young cartoon character who used to create them, Dagwood Bumstead. Very good.
No charge.
And
no
finally, Barry, I want to know this one. Fractal. F-R-A-C-T-A-L.
Oh, yes. You're asking the right guy.
A fractal is a geometric shape that, though it seems to be somewhat random, actually has a pattern.
It's a self-replicating mathematical function, which is graphed. It was discovered by a mathematician named Mandelbrot.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Is sort of
yes.
A
yes.
Swiss.
And
yes.
What
Swiss
else would you like to know?
Yes.
I've heard enough. Thank you very much.
Believe it or not, when I worked in public television, I distributed a documentary on this subject that was a very successful fundraiser.
I'll give
save
you $1,000 to stop now!
Any of various extremely irregular curves or shapes that repeat themselves on any scale on which they are examined, I can't figure that out. Anyone who wants to write in and tell me, I'd be happy to
I
know.
I think someone should be able to draw it for us, don't you?
Let's go on to round two, which is the first of the Says You Bluffing Rounds, played with a little musical help from our friends, the Dactyls. Arnie, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one will have the actual definition. The other two will get blank cards. Those poor souls will have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot, good enough to fool Francine's team. 10 points here up for grabs to Francine, if she can sniff out the truth, or to you, Arnie, if she cannot. A few seconds musically enhanced to come up with a definition for the word snoov. S-N-O-O-V-E, snoov. Gentlemen.
If you want to eat up hours of free time that otherwise could be spent ironing or changing the washers in the basement sink, why not check out our website at www.sayu.org. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U, all one word. You can ask us questions, contribute questions, order books, CDs, tickets, or simply fall asleep with your cheek on the keyboard. Everything in good fun at www.sayu.org.
Eggleston, Barnes, McGann, and Farrell. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for giving us a little time with the word snoov. We will go first to Carolyn.
Snoov. It is not the misuse of or abuse of fractals.
It is. To snoove is to walk smoothly and steadily with a gliding motion. When you're on the move and in the groove, what you are doing is called snoove.
In the groove.
Snooving.
Snooving.
Just snooving along.
On
snooving.
A Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Arnie, snoove.
Well, actually, it's a verb that's applied mainly to horses and cows and other four-legged animals.
Yes.
It's to throw caution to the wind and run off to the circus. No. It's to sleep standing up.
To sleep standing up. See those horses over in the corner snooving?
Right. They're just snooving.
Paula.
Well, I first witnessed this on a cattle drive in Wyoming.
Wow.
Where
my
I
definition.
Actually
they let cattle drive in Wyoming?
Arnie's right that it does have something to do with horses and other hoofed animals, because it means to slide downward when they're looking for footing on a very steep hill. I saw this in Wyoming when a horse was trying to climb up and it, boom, the legs gave out from under him.
And he just kept
That's when I first heard the word.
Snooving down the hill.
Snooving.
We have snooving down the hill to sleep standing up or snooveling along in the groove.
I thought it was part of the church architecture where you can fall asleep without anybody seeing you.
A snooze in the nave.
He's in the snoove right now.
A snooze in the nave is a snoove.
That is great.
Right. Paula's was so embroidered.
You like that personal testimony, and I've been there? You think,
that
was meant to fool
puts
us?
It a little over the top for me.
Was that her intention to double fake us out?
I don't know, but I'm not quite sure what I see Paula doing on a cattle drive.
Well, I did it. I did it for Good Morning America.
I have pictures.
I did it for Good Morning America. We
Good
did
Morning America.
Family vacations, interesting family vacations on Good Morning America, and I actually went on a cattle drive in Wyoming.
Well, I love the sleep standing up, but
so
just knowing our colleagues, I think it is to move smoothly along.
I do too.
That's
I'm the captain.
Yeah.
I'm voting for gliding
You're
and sliding.
Queen.
Okay.
Carolyn, they think that the snoove is in the groove, snooveling along.
Well, they're very, very attuned to reality and what's correct.
10 points. Very good. They sniffed it out, Carolyn. What does the card actually say?
It says, snoove, to walk smoothly and steadily. Make a steady advance.
All right, to snoove along. I just want to take a moment, acknowledge that we've got some visitors today here in Lincoln, Massachusetts, from Seattle, Washington, where they hear us on KUOW. Judy Rivkin, Sandy Gillette, Dave, and Mary Bartley made it all the way here from Seattle. Thanks for coming, folks. All right. Let's go on to round three. Amy Stodola. I hope I pronounced that right. Or Stodola. Amy Stodola of Harrisville, New Hampshire, contributes this week. Thanks, Amy. She writes, I have some run-on names for you. The first person's last name becomes the next person's first name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in a chain. An example, former presidential candidate turned American novelist turned hairdresser.
Ford Maddox Sassoon.
you're closer. Yes, you're getting there. Al Gore Vidal Sassoon.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see.
Al Gore Vidal Sassoon. Just stick with it. See what you can do.
Dessert.
Yeah. Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
Cuckoo actress turned mutiny leader turned fashion designer.
Okay, Louise Fletcher?
Christian Dior. Louise Fletcher, Christian Dior.
Very good. Louise Fletcher, Christian Dior. Cuckoo actress is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Louise Fletcher. Mutiny leader is Fletcher Christian. And the fashion designer is, of course, Christian Dior. Very good. Tony, Spider Woman actor turned French chef. Turned impressionist painter.
She's impressionist painter.
A warning. Miss Stodola takes some liberties here.
Could you repeat the three categories?
Yes. What? Spider Woman actor.
Raul Julia. Julia.
Yep.
Child.
Child.
And Child Roland?
It's Monet.
Yes.
Monet.
No, it's right on the tip of your tongue.
Pizarro.
You're fighting over 5 points that you're about to lose.
Child Van Gogh.
No, it's
Child
a Carolyn who knows it.
Hassam.
Child Hassam. Very good.
Hassam.
Raul Julia Child Hassam. Yes, very good. Raul Julia Julia Child and Child Hassam. 7 points for that. Arnie, female impersonator turned jazz man turned activist archbishop.
Activist archbishop. Well, RuPaul.
Desmond. What say? What's the middle one again?
Female impersonator turned jazz man turned activist archbishop.
RuPaul Desmond Tutu.
Right. Very good. They're getting the hang of this. RuPaul, Paul Desmond, and Desmond Tutu. Very good. Francine, try this one. Baseball hero.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes. turned movie Maud, M-A-U-D-E, turned folk singer.
Folk singer?
Yes.
Baseball hero.
Who is that older woman in Harold and Maude? Is that the one?
Yeah, Ruth. It says Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. Ruth.
Just as someone out there said.
Yes.
Yeah. Ruth Gordon Lightfoot.
Ruth Gordon.
Yes, that's
Gordon Lightfoot.
Babe Ruth Gordon Lightfoot.
And he's Canadian. I should know that.
I guess thanks to the audience, 10 points.
The audience gets 10 points.
Yes.
Thanks for putting the public back in public
room. Yeah.
Audience.
Paula, try this foursome.
Foursome.
Former Miss America.
Former, yeah.
Turned Revolutionary War hero. Turned Sleepy Hollow author. Turned patriotic songwriter.
Okay.
Let's go again.
Washington Irving Berlin.
Former Miss America.
Yeah.
George. Turned Revolutionary
Phyllis
War
George
hero.
Washington Irving Berlin.
Boy, I didn't even get through it.
I didn't even get through it. I could have had it.
Give the radio audience a chance, will you?
I could have tried it, you know, if
I were given another
second.
Okay. Yes.
We're all on the same
team. Can you two discuss this later?
We're all on the same team.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Phyllis George Washington Irving Berlin. Yes, former Miss America turned Revolutionary War hero turned Sleepy Hollow author turned songwriter. And finally, Barry, another foursome. American patriot turned baseball hero turned famous duelist, D-U-E-L-I-S-T, turned puppeteer.
Oh.
So this Hank Aaron Burr.
We'll start with American patriot.
Patrick Henry Aaron Burr, right?
You're all the way down to the puppeteer.
Hank Aaron, Aaron Burr, puppeteer.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Burr
yep.
Ives. Yep. Burr.
No, no. This one you either know or you don't. Sorry.
Draw
you're
going to
get you're going to get 8 points for this.
Think when you were about six.
Yeah,
Hank Aaron Burr.
No, you have Patrick Henry Aaron Burr from the other side.
Tilstrom.
Burr Tilstrom is from Kukla, Franelli, the very famous puppeteer.
Yeah.
Give them 8 points for that. Let's go on to round four, which is Francine's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word. Two will bluff.
Sure
10 points, Arnie, if your team can find the rose among thorns. Take a few seconds to come up with a definition for the word knobble. N-O-B-B-L-E, knobble. Gentlemen?
Says You is now in print. Information about our first book, Says Us, scripts and quips from Says You, is available on our website at www.saysyou.org. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U, all one word. And with the book, a CD featuring highlights from our early years. You can find out about the book, the CD, and upcoming show events, all at www.saysyou.org.
Thank you. Dechtels. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We've had a few moments with the word novel. We'll go first to Tony.
Well, as my grandmother used to say, it's that prize that they give in Sweden every year for being such a smart cookie. It's the Nobel Prize.
The Nobel Prize.
The Nobel.
It is the Nobel Prize.
Actually, you know, it's when my wife says, I'm just going to take a little nibble of that. It's what she actually takes, you know. She takes a Nobel. I got nothing left. Yeah. Right when you're on a diet. A Nobel is actually, it is a gathering or a grouping of wrens.
A novel of wrens.
The bird. The boyd.
Like a pheasant of ferrets. A pheasant of ferrets, a novel of wrens.
A murder of crows.
Francine, novel.
Novel is a noun, and it is gravel made out of low-grade marble chips used to make driveways.
Wow, low-grade gravel.
No, low-grade marble used to make gravel.
Oh, low-grade marble. Barry, novel.
Novel actually is an act that probably took place right where you're sitting here.
Oh, really?
Novel is to incapacitate a horse by drugging it or doping it in some way. Used in the famous Damon Runyon phrase, the tout had a novel approach to winning a racing bet.
Boy. A novel approach to drug a horse, marble, gravel, or a novel of wrens. What do you think, man?
I think we've been the gravel route before.
Although it sounds like it should
Although
be.
It sounds right. As far as novel
Pins
sounds
of the quarry
like...
Pins too often there.
Yeah. Sounds like hobble.
You hobble
I know
a
there's
horse.
You to a horse. You,
who's the captain?
Yeah.
Barry's is inventive. Novel of wrens.
Oh, a novel of wrens. It does
so.
Sound... No, a nesting no, novel...
What do you guys think?
It's just an absolute picture of indecision.
It,
over
we
there.
Are. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my intelligent answer is Tony had the answer the last time.
You know, this is actually how foreign policy is made in the Pentagon. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I like drugging a horse,
all right,
even if it's not it.
You don't
but
like drugging
Mr.
a horse?
Reisman,
like
the
you do like
will,
it. You go with
not
it.
I'm going with Barry, even if it's not it.
Barry, they think novel is a verb meaning to incapacitate a horse.
I hate to see that this is the process that you go through to be right.
10 points.
Novel is to incapacitate a horse as by drugging.
Very yeah. good.
Wow. Well, hobble, novel.
Novel a horse.
Good.
All right.
Hobble, Let's novel. Go on to round 5, a category close to my heart titled Doo-wop My Baby Ooh.
Does that mean we're going to be singing?
I'll give you a few lines from this memorable genre of pop, and you please give me the lines that follow.
Oh, dear.
As always, performance counts. Carolyn, you are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people walk by.
But they all disappear from view. Cause I only have eyes for you.
10 points. Yes, the classic Flamingos hit, I Only Have Eyes for You.
Was that plus or minus the performance?
Tony, see the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs.
See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and
they can't even get the lines that I gave them.
Just remember, darling, Shababa.
I belong to you.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Who belongs to you?
Well done, 7 points.
Through your beers.
Any help from the other side?
Well, see the pyramids along
just
the Nile.
Just remember,
yeah, any help from the audience?
The tropic aisle.
From the audience, just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me.
Okay.
Give them 7 points.
Seven.
The Duprees, wasn't it? Was that the Duprees?
Didn't Ricky Nelson sing that? Wasn't that one?
No, I think it was the Duprees.
The Duprees? Yeah.
Arnie, try this one. But over and over, I've been a fool for you.
Over and over. Honey, what can I do? Over and over.
No, that's not that
one.
Say
I'm a fool. Though all over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Cause you've got personality. Personality.
You know, Lloyd Price. Richard, not many people know, that is the fourth stanza of the National Anthem.
it's actually because you got personality, walk with personality, talk with personality,
smile with personality.
Charm, that's great. Lloyd Price. Good. Francine, I've been waiting all week to give you this question. What comes next? Who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding-dong?
Who put the bump in the bump, cha bump, cha bump? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, cha bop, cha bop? Who put the ram damp in the
What do you say, 10 points?
Yeah.
Who put the bump in the, it's followed by who put the bop in the bop, cha bop, cha bop? Who put the dip
in the dip?
In the dip, dip, dip.
I feel comfortable with giving him 10 points. The Barry Mann classic. Who put the bump in the bump, a bump, a bump?
10 points.
Paula. Now, you don't look like a movie star, and on your money, we won't get far.
But, baby, you got what it takes to satisfy.
Very good. Very good. You got what it takes.
To set my soul on fire. Whoa, whoa.
We're back to that song.
Very good. And finally, Barry, I got to keep a rockin', get my hat on the rack. I got a boogie-woogie like a knife in the back.
I gotta say again.
I gotta keep a rockin', get my hat on the rack. I got a boogie woogie like a knife in a back.
That sounds like a Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, almost. No. Almost.
Little
Jerry
Richard.
Lee Lewis.
Little Richard. No. I gotta keep a rockin', get my hat. Any help here?
I bet the word baby is in there.
I gotta keep a rockin', get my hat on the rack. Say again.
I got a boogie woogie like a knife in the back.
Do you know the next line?
It's a blank slate over there. The other side want to try?
So be my guest. You got nothing to lose.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Ooh-wee, baby. There's your baby.
Ooh-wee.
Frankie Ford.
Yeah, Frankie Ford. You know, very good.
This round is to says you as Lawrence Welk is to our parents.
Yes, right. Sour grapes, I might say.
I might have.
From someone on the short end of a 97-72 score. Congratulations, Arnie. Big day. That's all we have time for this week. Thanks to our good friends and hosts, the Society for the Preservation of New England Antiquities. Our associate producer is Gary Mott. The program is written by Messrs. Schur and Salkin and engineered by the team of Oliart and Moore. Many thanks tonight also for the years of stewardship to our executive producer, Mr. Bob Lyons, who, if he were here, would be the first to tell you that each week more radios are tuned to this program than any other appliance. See you next week.
Says You is the co-creation of WGBH Radio and Pippin & Finch, Boston. Funding for Says You is provided by this and other NPR member stations and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, making grants to improve the health and health care of all Americans on the web at rwjf.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, investing in ideas, returning results. www.pewtrusts.com. The Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at www.wkkf.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.